Not much. We're bound, tied, and gagged. I just don't want to have to reincarnate again.
Pretty good for a single night.
It took us a week.
You try to follow me or call the cops, my homeboys will come back to finish you off.
Well, come on. You can't be serious. We can't let him get away with this. He'll kill us. We'll follow him in spirit form. But what? He's got our entire gross for the week. It'll ruin us. We have to get it back. I still don't think that you're the one who keeps on wanting to take on these individual cases. Here's one screaming out for attention.
Someone's going to take care of him someday.
All right. But I'm not going to be the one to tell the accounting general that we did nothing to recover the money.
Well, I have no idea of who this accounting general is, but I have a feeling that meeting with this person is not an entirely pleasant experience.
You're going to love your daily audits with General Wumpthwacker. All right. Let's serve some justice.
Hey, don't forget, I'm still in charge.
Mum. Yes, Mum. I think we can still catch him. Come on, we have to fly up.
Oh, I hate this.
There he is.
Where?
2 o'clock, at the bus stop.
Bus stop? Times must be tougher than I thought.
We would get a low rent, crook.
Let's move in closer.
What's he doing? It looks like he's waiting for someone.
Can you do a mind read from here?
Just barely. Ha! He's waiting for a ride.
His accomplice is either really dumb or really smart.
When I find out this guy's case officer, boy, am I going to give them a piece of my mind. We could have gotten killed.
Holly.
Oh, you're going to get yours, creep. You don't know who you've been messing with.
Holly.
What we're going to do with you.
Holly.
Request permission to blow this jerk right away, Mom.
Request denied.
Oh, come on. One good accident and this guy's fried.
No.
A stray bus, a bolt of lightning. One fell swoop, we get him and the money.
You heard me.
And people wonder why the world is going to hell.
Holly, I'm all in favor of giving this bloke our special attention. But let's make it special.
The minute we get to know him, you go easy on him. No fire and brimstone from you.
All right, I'll make you a deal. A fiery death versus whatever I come up with. But only after an investigation. You choose.
Really?
Really.
Deal. Get the marshmallows ready.
The things I put up with. Now begins the hard part.
You've got that right.
One thing.
Yeah?
I hope he's at least been waiting for a girl.
There's hope for you yet, St. Kilda.
He was a Latino male, 5'6", 129 pounds, 24 years old, a little too old for being in a gang and acting solo. With heavy set eyes and a face that said, "I'm stupid, ignorant, and therefore think I'm innocent," the patrol found him cute, nevertheless.
Care to do a reading, Billy?
Only if you join me.
Go ahead. Look all around the bus. He won't find us.
One more.
I'm never going to let this happen again.
What are you getting, Billy?
His name is Raymond, but he's known as Ray or Raymondo. Subject was aware that he had perpetrated a crime, and he feels light guilt from his actions.
Subject is also in moderate pain. From drug withdrawal. Internal condition suggests heroin with an abuse of doctor-prescribed tranquilizers, as well as the over-the-counter narcotics.
Raimundo, you still owe me for 2 hits and 4 scores ago. Well, looky here. Where are some of those higher quality bills?
This is what I've got. Hey, couldn't you?
You still owe me.
His state of mind suggests that his crime was not induced by the direct effect of drugs, but of his own free will.
Living conditions indicate... Whoa, look at all this stuff.
And so, while Billy and Holly looked through his possessions, Raymond prepared to shoot up the heroin.
A left-hand indicator for a Morris Minor.
An autographed LP by Sam Cooke.
An original Carwin stove.
A model of the bus from the Double Deckers. I loved that show.
Why haven't you done anything with all this? What's taking up all of this...
Raimundo, it's me.
Oh, shit, it's her.
Whoa. Who's she?
Even I want to have sex with her.
Oh, I'm sorry I was late with the car, honey.
Yeah.
Did we have a tough evening?
Oh, what is this?
And I thought we were transparent.
You know, honey, I really missed you. I really did. I thought about you all day. I love you, baby.
Ah, the happy couple. Shh.
Yeah, sure.
What do you have there, lover?
Well, what does it look like to you?
Honey, if you really loved me...
All right.
Honey, could I go first?
Sure.
Love is letting her shoot up first.
I think I'm going to be sick.
You are going to clean the... Well, no, I guess not.
As Raymond now laid on his back, he looked up at the ceiling and enjoyed one of his favorite illusions. For the ceiling had a cottage cheese-like texture, and it would now begin to slowly churn with time. And on it, reflections of the headlights outside would repeat their pattern on those churns again and again and again until they weren't headlights at all, but colors, comets of interstellar dust with their own movement, independent of any order.
Oh, yeah.
Raymond began his slow, assured ascent to the ceiling itself, and then through it.
Is he going where I think he's going?
Yes, but not permanently.
I always wondered about this.
Hey, Raimundo, back again.
Oh, it's more beautiful than ever before.
Holly, we don't need a profit officer on this case. I can already guess the outcome. Death.
The Soul Patrol will return after the following words from our sponsors.